学习英语。Listen and share。大家好，欢迎来到知行影中影课堂。Bree 拜访新邻居 Betty， 并请求 Betty 在 Rex 入葬时演奏风琴。这里也是 Bree 的女儿 Daniel 和 Betty 的儿子 Matthew 的初次见面。
This is Applewhite. Hi, I am Bree Van de Kamp, and this is my daughter, Danielle.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I'm Matthew.
This is my son.
Hi. I would have been over sooner to introduce myself, but I'm afraid there's been a death in my family.
My dad.
I'm so sorry.
I lost my dad, too. I know what she must be going through right now.
Thank you.
Anyway, I'm afraid that my visit has an ulterior motive.The organist at our church is on vacation, and Edie Britt mentioned that you used to be a concert pianist. And
I would be honored to play for you. Why don't I bring some sheet music over later, and we can plan some selections.
Thank you. It's a huge weight off my shoulders. Oh, this is for you.
How sweet. Bree, we widows have to stick together.
你好 ,Applewhite 太太。我是 Bree Van de Kamp。这是我女儿 Daniel， 你好，你好 ，Hi， 我是 Matthew， 这是我儿子。我本该早点来拜访的，但最近家里不幸有人过世。我爸爸，我真遗憾，我爸爸也过世了。我明白你现在的感受，谢谢。总之很抱歉，恐怕我的来访是有些私人目的的。我们教堂的风琴师住下去了。Edie Britt 说你曾经是位钢琴师。我将很荣幸为你演奏，不如过一会儿我拿些乐谱去，我们可以选择一下曲子。谢谢你了，我松了口气了。哦，这是给你们的。你真客气 ，Bree。我们寡妇是应该互相帮助的。再见。
I would have been over sooner to introduce myself, but I'm afraid there's been a death in my family.
I would have been over sooner to introduce myself, but I'm afraid there's been a death in my family.Would have been over sooner 是虚拟语气，表示本来应该早点过来，而实际上没有这么做。新邻居搬来了，人们会上门去自我介绍并送上小礼物，礼物价值的大小并不重要，但这是一种礼貌的客套。
I know what you must be going through right now.
Go through 的意思比较多，这里表示经历、经受困难，如She's gone through a bad patch recently. 她最近经历了一段困难时期。
Anyway, I'm afraid that my visit has an ulterior motive.
I'm afraid that my visit has an ulterior motive. An ulterior motive. Ulterior. U-L-T-E-R-I-O-R. 不可告人的，隐秘的。An ulterior motive 是指别有用心的目的。例如 Rose,Suspecting that Gordon had an ulterior motive in singing her praises, told him to get to the point. Rose 猜想 Gordon 赞他是别有用心，就叫他有话直说。
I would be honored to play for you.
I would be honored to play for you. Be honored to do something 表示很荣幸的做某事。如 I'm honored to be with you. 和你在一起我感到荣幸。That's just a huge weight off my shoulders. A huge weight off my shoulders 表示放下肩头重担。That is a weight off my shoulders 相当于 That is no longer a burden or responsibility for me to worry about. 那不再是我的责任和忧虑了。如 Finding a job after 3 months of looking was a huge weight off my shoulders. 经过三个月终于找到了工作，我肩头的重担终于放下了。
Bree, we widows have to stick together.
Stick together 表示共同作战，同心协力。如 Our family has gone through many ups and downs, but we stick together. 我们家经历了许多起起落落，但我们总是同心协力。场景四 ，Rex 死了 ，Bree 神经质的婆婆 Phyllis 来了。他絮絮叨叨地说着 Rex 婚前是多么幸福开朗，但与 Bree 的婚姻毁了他。愤怒的 Bree 禁止 Phyllis 参加葬礼，幸好在一双儿女的调停下化解了矛盾。下面是 Bree 和女儿以及婆婆的对话。
Mom, Grandma's leaving. All right? You have to talk to her.
No, I don't. If you heard the things that she said to
me... Look, I'm sure she was a real bitch. Okay? But she's family. That makes her our bitch. Let her say goodbye to Dad.
She went out of her way to be cruel to me. I don't want her at the funeral.
Mom, if you don't let Grandma come, I will never forgive you.
Did I ask for your help? You know Dad would want her there.
It's true, Rex and I did not have the perfect marriage. But for 18 years, I tried my very best. And for that, I am entitled to your respect. Of course you are. Of course I respect you. Well, then why did you say those things to me? I guess I thought it would be easier to be angry at you than to be angry with Rex. What was he thinking? Leaving me? I do want you to come to the funeral. Oh, you don't know what that means to me, Bree. Thank you. Someone should get my luggage.
妈，奶奶要走了，知道吗？你得跟她谈谈。我不谈，你要是听到了她当时对我说的话。我知道她是个婊子，但她是家里人，所以即使她是婊子，也是咱们家的婊子。让她跟爸爸道别。她真是想尽办法对我残忍，我不想在葬礼看到她。妈，你要是不让奶奶参加葬礼，我永远也不原谅你。我用你帮忙了吗？你很清楚爸爸希望奶奶在的。Rex 和我的婚姻确实不算美满，但18年来我已经尽了我最大的努力，为这你也应该尊重我。你当然努力了，而且我也尊重你。那你为什么对我说那些话？我只是觉得对你发脾气更容易一些，我已经不能对 Rex 发脾气了。我是说他怎么能这样就这么离开了。我想让你来参加葬礼，这对我来说太重要了。 Bree， 谢谢你。找个人帮我搬行李。看看这几句中的语言点。
She went out of her way to be cruel to me.
She went out of her way to be cruel to me. Go out of one's way to do 本意是走弯路、岔道，常引申为特意做某事、特别费心做事、刻意耍些小手段来做某事。
But for 18 years, I tried my very best, and for that, I am entitled to your respect.
But for 18 years, I tried my very best, and for that, I'm entitled to your respect. Be entitled to something. Be entitled to, 后面的名词是有权得到什么的意思。如 everyone is entitled to education. 每个人都有受教育的权利。
You don't know what that means to me, Bree.
Oh, you don't know what that means to me, Bree. Thank you.You don't know what that means to me 也可以表达为 You have no idea how much that means to me 都是英语中很常见的用法，表示这对我来说意义重大。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。